sweet summer cherries, barefoot in the rain.
Gotta keep those London vibrations of heaven and weather.
Stranger smile, a gift of a firefly. Dandelion in the sidewalk crack, the smile returned. 5 o'clock rainbow, yes, before the question. Rough pink kitten lick, fresh baked bread, and in the crowd, a friend.
Some good things. Compliments of Ballylow.
Ballylow Fashion, Stonestown and Union Square.
The Big 16.
This is KFRC, AM and FM in San Francisco.
The following program is presented by the Public Affairs Department of KFRC, the Big 610, in the community's spiritual interest.
This is the ever-changing, transcendental, multilingual, two-ton mustard seed. Tune in.
Stood at the corner, waiting for the traffic light to turn green. She couldn't see a peacock, but she was sure she could hear him. Help! Help!
I believe that the Holy Spirit has anointed the message he gave me for you this very moment.
And it sounded exactly like the peacock she had watched at the zoo. Even though she couldn't see him, she felt sorry for him and said, "What is the matter? Why are you crying help?"
"Because I cannot cross this wide, busy street alone,"
said an oldish, raspish voice. The traffic light turned green. In that instant, Suki swooped up the invisible peacock in her arms and hurried across the street.
"This is the most important message God has ever asked me to preach. And I think it comes in a very good time. The occasion calls for it. We see here what happens when a family is reunited, when a home glorifies Jesus Christ. My subject this afternoon, home, sweet home."
"Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey. Not all men are created equal. I know to explode that trite old equality theory is almost like defending sin or attacking motherhood, but the equality theory is false.
Unwed teenage mothers and mixed up kids in our prisons that are filled with lonely, neglected kids. We talk about the hundreds of abandoned children who are now herded like cattle into city shelters without any future hope. Take, for example, this article I clipped last night from the Pittsburgh paper. The story
in any society predicated on a false premise is pre-doomed. While Americans deify the so-called common man, the Russians are beginning to reward the uncommon one.
And for 4 hours, he was uncontrollable. They had to use tear gas to try to succumb him. And when they interrogated him, some psychiatrists have come to the conclusion that he has brain damage.
Before it's too late, it's time this should be said. Not all men are created equal.
The reason he went on a wild spree, I believe it's a message for you and it's a message for me.
He said, you see, Mr. Lincoln's otherwise splendid Gettysburg Address came before IQ tests were invented. Believers in democracy just didn't know any better.
The only thing that could have kept me, and that was my home. As I read this story, and as I read other stories like it in our newspapers every day, account after account of young people who go berserk, of kids that go on drugs, of delinquents and neglected and broken lives, I think of this very one thing. The home was broken.
So I told him that he'd better shut his mouth and do his job like a man. And he I will never kill another. He thinks he's better than his brother that died. What the hell does he think he's doing to his father? The jailer not to bother with his meal of bread and water today. He is fasting till the killing's over. He's a martyr. He thinks he's a prophet, but he's a coward. He's just playing a game. He can't do it. He can't change it. It's been going on for 10,000 years. Take your place on the great Mandela. Moment of time, win or lose now, you must choose now. And if you lose, you're only losing your life. Tell the people are safe now. Hunger stopped him. He lies still in his cell. We are free now. We can kill.
Says he thinks the greatest disappointment ever suffered by sincere believers in democracy was when they awakened one day to find out that the IQ of humans ranges from 0 to 200.
She said, I'm the saddest girl in Pittsburgh. She said, I work and then I go home and I have but one thing to live for. I go home determined to keep my dad and mom from killing one another.
Or to keep
beating up my sister.
Madman Charles Brower says we Americans are perpetually the victims of our own nonsense. We love to honor as truth anything that's palpably untrue, as long as it's launched pompously enough.
Fatty but all, he became force and mother. He began to drink and she began
from
to...
From a world where stone, my heart was made to bleed as I saw Nichols crossing the line, going into the world. Only to buy popcorn, ice cream, candy. And I said, no force in the world can free a people like this.
I'm 21 years of age, and I would leave now. I wouldn't take it for another day, but I believe that I have to be there or Dad and Mom will kill each other.
As long as it's been thoroughly aged, and he's talking about the oft-quoted remarks such as Abraham Lincoln's, all men are created equal. Mr. Lincoln himself was a splendid example of the fallacy of his own statement. Men are not created equal. They don't have the same coordination, the same respiration, the same fingerprints, the same pulse, the same IQ.
To win their own. Some of you may have heard me say this. I've told this over and over again. It was a true story. It happened to me in Montgomery.
Everybody knows it, and yet we run many of our institutions as if this sacred cliche were true.
The house is a prison, and mother is nothing but a perfumed doll who is interested in her own passions and her own personal lust and pleasure. Let's go back for a while this afternoon to the good old days when we had a great to call it home sweet home. I want to talk about those days when home used to be a shelter from the storm. When the home was a fortress against the devil's devices. It was a rock of Gibraltar against the invasion of sex and sin and ungodliness and unworldliness. It was a fortress. The home was a place where Dan was a real man. He wore the pants in those days.
Now, the truth is that some people are built for leadership and some are not.
He spoke the word and everybody obeyed. Dad used to be the boss. He kept all the evil-minded young men away from his virgin daughters. Not one evil young man could come near one of his virgin daughters in those days.
The sooner he knew something to encourage the leaders, the better.
I feel so foolish. I do. Nobody's watching. No one is, said the peacock, who was so soon he had spoken his thoughts aloud.
Every man is as good as the next one.
As long as you live under my roof, you'll obey me.
Cop drove up beside me and looked down in my car after having stopped me at my physique. He said to me, all right, get out, Chip. I looked up at him and I said, my name is Benny Chevy. Then he proceeded to curse me out and said, I don't care what your name is. And I looked up at him again and said, now I don't care what your name is either. Not as long as I can see that number on your badge. Then he said to me, don't you get smart with me. And I said, don't you get smart with me. Because the same law that says I must respect you as an officer of the law says that you must respect me as a citizen of the law. And I helped to make that law because I'm one of the registrars of the state of Alabama. He didn't know what I was talking about. I meant that I'm a registered voter.
I do not want you to think I am bragging, but I am
very, very wise.
He lifted that line from our Declaration of Independence, but out of context.
But it was Mom who really made the house a home. Her arms were always open, and Dad did the hurting, and Mom did the healing. Dad poured in salt, Mom poured in oil. Mom would scrub and rub and bake and sew and clean and wash and iron and bathe and weep and pray and love and care. Mom was a magician. She could turn cheesecloth into curtains.
So naturally and so humbly that Suki imagined him to be the very wisest and the very kindest creature in all the world.
And then he began to scratch his head and he looked out at me and said to me, "Well, sure enough, tell me, who is she?" And once I had identified myself, he said, "Oh, Reverend, I'm so sorry I stopped you. I'm so sorry I stopped you. You just go right on about your business. I guess you're on your way to a prayer meeting."
You can take those worn-out towels and make the prettiest pants for the breeches that you ever saw.
See, that declaration was intended to forestall anybody laying claim to power by virtue of having been born a king or a queen or a prince or some such. We recognize no such titles, but when our founding fathers got around to writing a constitution for our new nation, they specified in sentence 1, paragraph 3, section 2, that
because they were convinced Mom was a mind reader anyhow.
Equal, not even when it comes to counting population.
They walked side by side, Suki's feet scarcely touching the ground. At last, Suki had found a best friend.
Here he has stopped me, cursed me out, embarrassed me, called me out of my name, and now he discovers that I'm a minister, leader in the movement in him. And now he wants to extend me a special favor. Tells me to go to my prayer meeting. If I wasn't in this sophisticated Methodist church, I'd tell you what I said.
All right, David, come on in here. And I knew I had to tell her because if I didn't tell her, she'd tell me.
Incidentally, it's interesting about that Declaration of Independence. The whole thing starts off when, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people. You can stop reading right there. One people as opposed to all people.
And those were the days when Dad could smell
the huge double doors of the Louisa May Alcott School into the spring and sunlight. 6 hours had never lasted so long.
I am nobody special. And I'm not looking for any special favors.
And to be equal to others, we wanted to set ourselves apart, to be better, to do bigger things, and we, by George, did. The beginning of the spectacular American civilization involved the weeding out of the weaklings, the elimination of the unadaptable from 1606 until 1624.
They weren't bored with life. They could sit around all night.
She had tried her best to study in the library, but the truth was, she had not heard one word. She had not read one word. The invisible peacock was the only thing she could think about.
And that Bible was everything in my home. It was the answer book, it was the medicine book, it was the cook book, the education book, the prayer book, the history book, it was the heart of our house. And even the walls of my house.
To meet her by the new maple tree, the one her class had planted. Was he there? Or had she imagined their walk to school that morning?
God bless this home. In God we trust. And in the kitchen, God supplies
men by reciting the parable of the talents. We have different talents. We're not equal. Look at the members of your own family.
We have in our homes. Now it's God bless this mortgage home.
Mother was always saying, "Suki, your imagination is running away with you again."
He lived in our house. And when I was a little kid, I looked in every closet trying to find him because Mother said he was there.
Suki, you're just making that up.
Invisible guest. He was the invisible guest, my friend, in every Christian home.
We're in a life and death east-west struggle for survival. We can't afford to be static. The improvement of quality in people trying to be taught required the elimination of weak.
We have been invited downtown. The big Baptist preacher, the Methodist bishop, the Negro undertaker, and one or two other Negroes. Downtown in the chain of commerce in a hotel somewhere. And they serve us tea and cookies. And the Negroes have eaten all the cookies and drank up all the tea. The white men have said, we wouldn't mind giving you this integration. If all of the Negroes were like you, but you are different from the rest of the Negroes. And as soon as the Negroes finish all the cookies and the tea, they leave the meeting with their chest stuck out, saying to themselves, you know we are different from the rest of them.
The most important questions anyone has ever asked you. Question number one, concerning your home. Is your home divided?
Well, to die.
The Bible says, if the city or house divided against itself, shall not stand.
Weaken the strong
by discriminating against anywhere, excellence. Any home. Today, division in the home is a national plague. It strikes in every block. It strikes in every tenement house and apartment building.
So this is in support by labeling himself a common man. Why should anybody aspire to be a common man, an average man? Do you realize what it means to be average?
And then they run, and when they do spend a few hours together,
imagination
they don't know what to talk
is the
about.
Beginning of faith. I want you to have faith when you grow up.
That means you're the best of the lousiest.
Every American.
And the lousiest of the best.
What many people have discovered has become the typical American home. When nowadays the wife has to be a little bit of Esther Williams and Gina Lollobrigida and all the movie stars all rolled up into one, her dad starts getting roving eyes.
The time has passed for us to sell our people out for a cup of tea and a cookie.
Matter chemists who used to analyze the worth of a man by measuring his components estimated his market value at $19.16. Today, in an inflated market, they say a man's worth $32.44.
The thing that kept homes together in past years but is missing in the modern home is love. L-O-V-E, love.
So if you really believe in the equality theory, sell out for that price, because if we might allow a somewhat grisly observation, your buried carcass is worth less than a dollar as fertilizer.
The time has passed for us to sell our people out for a cup of tea and a cookie. What we really want is freedom in America. I got you children ears to walk on in the faith, knowing that you will never walk alone. Know that world opinion today is on your side. All over the world, men and women are looking to America, and they see what America is doing now. Know that the Constitution of the United States is on your side. I say to you, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. For there's a big camp meeting in the promised land.
90 people are down in the dungeons, run by machines and afraid of attacks. Their heads in the grave and their hands on their eyes, hauling their hearts around circular tracks, pretending forever their masquerade towers are not really riddled with widening cracks. And I wave goodbye to iron and smile hello to the air. Oh, the new children dance
I am young all around the balloons I will live, swaying by chance. I am strong to the breeze, from the moon I can give. Painting the sky, you the strange with the colors of sun, seed of day. Freely they fly, feel the change as all become one. Know the way, know the way.
Walked down the hallways, dragging behind all their possessions and transient treasures, as they go to worship the electronic shrine on which is playing the late, late commercial, that hallowest house of the opulent kind.
And I wave goodbye to Mammon and smile hello to a stream. I am young, all the world for a song. I will live without a dime. I'm strong to which they belong. I can give. Nobody owns you, the strange, anything, anywhere. See today, everyone's grown. Feel the change up so big. They can share no way, no way.
The vaudeville generals to board on the stage and shatter their audience with submachine guns and freedom and violence, the acrobat clowns. Do a balancing act on the graves of our sons, while the tap-dancing emperor sings war is peace, and love the magician disappears in the fun. And I'll wave goodbye to murder and smile hello to the rain. New children can't. I am young, tell a foe from a friend. I will live, quick to enchant. I am strong and so glad to extend I can give. Handfuls of dawn, you the strange to kaleidoscope men. Seed of day, come from beyond, feel the change. The great wall of skin, know the way, know the way. The bloodless husbands are jesters who listen like sheep to the shrieks and commands of their wives, and the men who are dead leave the women alone. All baking love on a bed-made of knives, afraid to discover or trust in their bodies, and in secret divorce they will never survive. And I wave goodbye to ashes and smile hello to a girl. Children kiss, I am young, they are so proud to learn. I will live, womanhood bliss. I am strong and the man fire that burns I can give. Knowing no fear, you the strange,
they take off their clothes. See the day, honest and clear, feel the change as a river that flows. Know the way
listening to the ever-changing, transcendental, multilingual, two-ton mustard scene. The program of better living through the chemistry of love. The Mustard Seed is presented by the Public Affairs Department of KFRC, the Big 610, in the community's spiritual interest.
Good evening. From KFRC and KFRC-FM in San Francisco.